Breakfast from the 7, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Add McDonald's to the list of big businesses doing away with at least some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
Fast food giant says it also intends to stop encouraging its suppliers to create diversity training-based programs and will also pause external surveys. It follows the Supreme Court's decision in 2023 that banned affirmative action in college admissions. Walmart, John Deere, Ford, and Lowe's are among other big corporations that move to roll back diversity programs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The federal judge still has to sign off on it, but the Pentagon approved a settlement with upwards of 30,000 former military members who were granted less than honorable discharges because they were gay. Settlement would give them a chance for review and promotion of their discharges. DNA College announced the death of Charles Monty Russell, president of the first tribal college established in the U.S. He was 63. This is ABC News.
With northwest winds around 5.
South Korea saw dueling protests in support of and in opposition to suspended President Yoon. A warrant for his arrest expired on Monday.
Investigators, it's believed they are seeking to extend that warrant, but we have to remember that Yoon has pledged to his supporters to fight to the end to protect his country. And Yoon's lawyers, they've argued that his arrest warrant was illegal. They say that the anti-corruption investigators, they don't have the authority to kind of oversee a case as serious as this, as insurrection.
ABC's Britt Clennett. California has a new proposed budget. Lawmakers waiting to see what the incoming Trump administration will mean for the state.
Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a new $322 billion budget for California. And for the first time in years, it would have no deficit. But it's really just a placeholder because California has to wait and see if President-elect Trump will follow through on threats to revoke billions of dollars in federal funding.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my hands.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ed Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. That was my gift to him. That I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee. Sunday's game against the Bears. How much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kick off at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him in the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I heard from him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
Watch her in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. You can come up later tonight. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in green and gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and Congressman. conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing for the overnight with a light breeze and temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 20s. Those winds remain light out of the north. On Wednesday, partly sunny and mid-teens. It's 9 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Civic Media's own Luke Mathers will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester and your call. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The state is against the government, and the highway still ain't paid.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The farmer's against the wall, the doctor's against me smoking, and the devil's against the law. But I'm for love. The cops are against the robbers. The laws are against the cops. Justice is against the system. And some people are blowing their tops. Horses against the automobile. Buses against the train. The train is against the jumbo jet. I'm against fishing in the rain. But I'm for love. I'm all for happiness. And I'm for love. If you don't like it, can't you just let it pass?
On how they can improve that performance, and more importantly, to recognize that it isn't just a law enforcement issue. This is something that giving law enforcement more power is going to solve. That's part of the problem. And the enemy within was intentionally ambiguous. I would just disappear. Both because it somewhat references the idea that the way that law enforcement looks at white supremacist activity as a domestic issue when it's really international. There are white supremacists all over the world. These groups that engage in violence off the network internationally. So this distinction calling them domestic terrorists versus international terrorists is part of the discrepancy in the way law enforcement addresses but also the other ambiguous part is that a lot of the book focuses on affinity for these groups within law enforcement. So it's not just that these groups are outside law enforcement and need to be addressed by law enforcement, but that this is a problem that has festered in law enforcement since the beginning of history in this country.
Yeah. this has to do with Hollywood. In the modern world, it's the Hollywood type of business that the world is racist.
Up in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, he left behind two manifestos. One of them said, fellow service members, veterans, and Americans, it's time to wake up. Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. What better way to get my point across than with fireworks and explosives? Rally around Trump, Musk, Kennedy, and ride this wave to the highest hegemony for all Americans.
Is violence. And
thanks for spending time with us on Country and Community. WRCO FM 100.9.
A very widespread current theft or idea by people who have previously been federal prosecutors who argue
there's a new kind of music going around. It's known as the Blue Grass Sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the Blue Grass Sound. I love to hear them sing about Kentucky and the old
United, plus all the specialized international airlines, and a lot more. And when you get easy, we guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, so okay. And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available. One fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Well, that's how the original series was. They moved the camera. That was the mosh pit.
And everybody had to, like, fake, like...
Right, lean left, lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
If it's like balancing a dozen eggs in one hand or hopping on one foot, or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting or driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alma Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our community. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has it?
No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, maybe they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here you may be missing out. We're always doing and the Civic Media. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to our podcast of any time on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Something.
Take you back. to that first time when you both looked each other's eyes.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Add McDonald's to the list of big businesses doing away with at least some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
The fast food giant says it also intends to stop encouraging its suppliers to create diversity training-based programs and will also pause external surveys. It follows a Supreme Court's decision in 2023 that banned affirmative action in college admissions. Walmart, John Deere, Ford, and Lowe's are among other big corporations that move to roll back diversity programs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A federal judge still has to sign off on it, but the Pentagon approved a settlement with upwards of 30,000 former military members who were granted less than honorable discharges because they were gay. Settlement would give them a chance for review and promotion of their discharges. D-Day College announced the death of Charles Monty Russell, president of the first tribal college established in the U.S. He was 63. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, The Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the COVID. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee.
Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him on the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many who go like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing for the overnight with a light breeze and temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 20s. Those winds remain light out of the north. On Wednesday, partly sunny and mid-teens. Right now, it's 7.
Matt and Air on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over for you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing a gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas, with a beat, and that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. America's mayor held in contempt of court. Former AG Brad Schimmel thinks Dems are guilty of lawfare. And will Wisconsin ever have binding referendums? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Today, or text my last name, Harvin, to 511-511. And become a member today. Text Harvin to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's ffrf.us/Harvin with two F's. ffrf.us/HARTMANN.
Voices shout and truth obscure, but in my heart I'm reassured. I won't be screaming, I won't be scared. I'll speak my mind, I'll raise my voice. Not in a priest, just take a chance before you take me away.
Alabama. Hey, Jane, what's up, my friend?
Years now,
we got
together.
You took a chance on me. Now I'm having to take chances with you.
Chances taking candy from strangers. Screaming up on curves. Ignoring the dangers. Be like a fool. Learning your dances. It keeps me on my toes.
The Republicans now control the House and the Senate. I mean, you know, that, they were sworn in 3 days ago. And the president doesn't get sworn in until the 20th. Congress gets sworn in on the 3rd. So, any possibility of doing anything legislatively is gone. Joe Biden is doing some great stuff. He did an executive order that bans expanding drilling in wild areas during oil and gas. Trump will probably reverse it, but it's good stuff. He just signed legislation to do it.
Social Security benefits to 2.5 million Americans who have been denied them. There's some green shoots here, and
I threw him in the back seat, jumped in the car, I headed on out to the interstate.
Sure that they're selling, and Tesla apparently is seeing a significant softening of their sales, not just in the United States, but around the world. Part of that is in Australia, BYD is now the largest electric car company in the world, and it's the Chinese company that's selling a $10,000 electric car with a 250-mile range.
I've been driving down this road, not sure where it goes. Every day I roll the dice again. It's a heavy load, but I ain't traveling alone. You've been with me through thick and thin.
I was going to say Musk was first to market, but actually, Musk
walked
Tesla.
Because I got good friends. Good friends. We got good friends.
I'm getting up before the count of ten. I am who I am. You're looking at a lucky man. Cause I got good friends, tried and true. You are there for me, I'll be there for you. When times get tough, Sonny had Cher, Tom had Huck, Ginger had Fred Astaire, Bonnie had Clyde, Johnny had June, Laurel had Hardy, and I got
refused, it wouldn't have mattered. I don't think it would have started a civil war if a million people sent her a letter saying don't do it, because probably did send her a letter in communications to that effect.
Flicking cigarettes off in the sink.
Someone with a drinking or drug problem, learn how to get sober after you share your story.
I was 5 with 2 beautiful children when my life of addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often, using prescription drugs. After my second DWI arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take my children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and make it easier. Just call you. We have a place for you right now. Please don't leave your life matters to us. 813-9264. 813-9264. 813-9264. Call right now.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayton, financial therapist and an all-around expert. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting. It will help your wallet and your soul. remember what Amanda said. Unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more Everyday Money tips, check out horsemoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially for one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why Saved by the Scan Dollar wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SavedByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
Saved by the Scan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
president.
Darling, rocking me around the clock.
Right now, you can
I bring her morning
Settlement that, pending approval from a judge, would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrade. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
In the Tibet region of western China, magnitude 7.1 earthquake. China says at least 32 people were killed. McDonald's says it's ending some of its diversity practices. Fast food titan citing the 2023 Supreme Court decision outlawing affirmative action in college admissions. This is ABC News. Clark.
An overnight low.
Canada will be getting a new leader. Justin Trudeau announcing he